Psalms 90, verse 13, through Psalms 92, verse 5. Return, O Yahweh, how long? O be sorry for your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your loving commitment, and let us sing for joy all our days. Give us joy according to the days you have afflicted us, the years we have seen evil. Reveal your work to your servants, and your splendor to their children. And let the pleasantness of Yahweh, our Elohim, be upon us, and confirm the work of our hands for us. O confirm the work of our hands. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High, who abides under the shadow of the Almighty, he is saying of Yahweh, my refuge and my stronghold, my Elohim in whom I trust. For he delivers you from the snare of the trapper, from the destructive pestilence. He covers you with his feathers, and under his wings you take refuge. His truth is a shield and armor. You are not afraid of the dread by night, of the arrow that flies by day, of the pestilence that walks in darkness, of the destruction that ravages at midday. 1,000 fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it does not come near you. Only with your eyes you look on, and see the reward of the wrong ones. Because you have made Yahweh, my refuge, the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil befalls you, and a plague does not come near your tent. Shalom, and welcome to His Word Heals. This program is focused weekly on living and praying in agreement with Yahweh's Word. Each week's program will build upon the information and prayers from the week before. So if this is your first time tuning in and you would like to hear more, please visit our website at www.hiswordheals.com. If you are blessed by what you hear, please consider supporting this radio station by clicking the donate button on their website. The premise of this program each week is that once you have put your trust in the death, burial, resurrection, and kingship of Yeshua our Messiah, you are either a newly grafted in branch or a grafted back in branch of the tree of Israel, as explained by Paul in Romans 11:13-17. You are part of spiritual Israel, joined to Yahweh's chosen people, and all the promises and instructions given to Israel apply to you. Both the blessings for obedience and the chastisements for disobedience, as outlined through his entire word. The difference is in that we now have a better sacrifice to take away our sins, which is Yeshua, who has taken all of our sins and punishment upon himself, so that we could have a fresh start, clothed in his righteousness before Yahweh our Father. John chapter 1 tells us Yeshua is our Creator's Word made flesh. Yeshua is the same yesterday, today, and forever, we are told in Hebrews 13:8. Yeshua, Yahweh's Word made flesh, was able to heal his people 2,000 years ago, and Yeshua, his Word, is still able to heal his people today. If you have questions, please email us at hwh@hiswordheals.com. Today we are going to continue where we left off last week regarding Yeshua's parable of the man on a long journey. As a quick recap, remember the long journey parable is found in several passages in the New Testament. Mark 13:32-37. But of that day and that hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son but the Father. And again, there it could be read, according to the Greek, but of that day and that hour knoweth not yet man, no, not yet the angels which are in heaven, and not yet the Son, but the Father only. Continuing on, take ye heed, watch, and pray, for ye know not when the time is. Then he goes into the parable of the long journey, which could be the key. For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house, and gave authority to his servants, and to every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch. Watch ye, therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh, at even, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. Also found in Matthew 25:14. For the kingdom of heaven is a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his words. And Mark 12:1.
And he began to speak unto them by parables. A certain man planted a vineyard, and set a hedge about it, and digged a place for a wine vat, and built a tower, and let it out to husbandmen, and went into a far country. And Luke 19:12, he said, therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom, and to return. Like much, if not most, of what Yeshua said refers back to the Old Testament. There's nothing new under the sun, as Solomon said. So, we also looked at a scripture in the Old Testament that spoke of a man on a long journey and found that this verse in Proverbs might actually contain a clue as to when the man on a long journey will return, in Yeshua's parable, which of course is referring to Yeshua's own return. This would be Proverbs 7:19-20. For the good man is not at home, he is gone on a long journey. He hath taken a bag of money with him, and will come home at the day appointed. We will again quickly read the entire chapter of Proverbs 7 for context, starting in verse 1. My son, keep my words, and lay up my commandments with thee. Keep my commandments, and live, and my law as the apple of thine eye. Bind them upon thy fingers, write them upon the table of thine heart. Say unto wisdom, thou art my master, and call understanding thy kinswoman, that they may keep thee from the strange woman, from the stranger that flattereth with her words. If we take a look closely at these first few verses, it's talking about the commandments of Yahweh being wisdom, and that we're supposed to write those on our heart to keep us from the strange woman, which would be the harlot church of Revelation, or the enemy that would try to lead us astray away from the Torah. Continuing on, for at the window of my house I looked through my casement, and beheld among the simple ones, I discerned among the youths a young man void of understanding, passing through the street near her corner, and he went the way to her house, in the twilight, in the evening, in the black and dark night, and behold, there met him a woman with attire of a harlot, and subtle of heart. She is loud and stubborn, her feet abide not in her house. Now she is without, now in the streets, and lieth in wait at every corner. She caught him, and kissed him, and with an impudent face said unto him, I have peace offerings with me, this day I have paid my vows. Therefore came I forth to meet thee diligently to seek thy face, and I have found thee. I have decked my bed with coverings of tapestry, with carved works, with fine linen of Egypt. I have perfumed my bed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. Come, let us take our fill of love until the morning. Let us solace ourselves with loves. For the goodman is not at home. He is gone on a long journey. He hath taken a bag of money with him, and will come home at the day appointed. With her much fair speech she caused him to yield. With the flattering of her lips she forced him. He goeth after her straightway, as an ox goeth to the slaughter, or as a fool to the correction of the stocks, till a dart strike through his liver, as a bird hasteth to the snare, and knoweth not that it is for his life. Hearken unto me now, therefore, O ye children, and attend to the words of my mouth. Let not thine heart decline to her ways. Go not astray in her paths. For she hath cast down many wounded, yea, many strong men have been slain by her. Her house is the way to hell, going down to the chambers of death. Seems to be all about the harlot church of Revelation seducing men to stray from the wisdom of the Torah, which of course is the word of Yahweh, which according to John is Yeshua, who is the word of Yahweh made flesh. So is it applicable and relevant to deciphering Yeshua's long journey parables? I think so. It's certainly worth a look anyway. So back to the key verses. Proverbs 7:19-20. For the good man is not at home, he is gone on a long journey. He hath taken a bag of money with him, and will come home at the day appointed. We saw last week that the ISR 2009 translation has Proverbs 7:19-20 translated this way. For my husband is not at home, for he has gone on a long journey. He took a bag of silver with him. He comes home on the day of the covering. Interesting that her, the harlot church, husband is not at home, but is on a long journey. I can certainly see the parallel between this parable and Yeshua's parable in that Yeshua would be that husband who will be returning at the appointed time, which is likely the day of covering, as we have seen. We also saw last week that the Hebrew word behind day appointed in the King James could actually mean day of appointed covering, which of course could be referring in code to Yom Kippur, since Yom Kippur is the Day of Atonement or covering. Is that when Yeshua will return some year? On the Yom Kippur Day of Atonement? If you haven't listened to our last several programs, please go to www.hiswordheals.com to download them for free, as we have pointed out several witnesses throughout the Word that suggest that this may be the case. You might ask, does it really matter if we know what day he will return on if we don't know or can't know the year, therefore will not know the exact day or hour ahead of time? The point of this teaching is to encourage believers to be seriously observing and memorializing his feast days or appointed times. They are appointed times for a reason, and we are commanded to observe them, or at least memorialize them as best we can for a reason. We want to be found watching as we have been commanded, as well as blowing the shofar to wake up a lost and dying world. We need to know what to watch for, and I believe the keys which we need to know, the times and the seasons, are found within His Word, even if some of them need to be diligently searched out. Okay, back to our man on a long journey. One more witness to the probability that Proverbs 7:20 could be the key to unlocking the parables of when Yeshua will return from his long journey is the only other scripture where Kassah is numbered in the Strong's as H3677 rather than the 153 times the same root word is numbered as H3680, and that place is in Psalms 81:3. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed, on our solemn feast day. Again, probably another not-so-complete translation. This was the King James. The ISR 1998 says, blow the ram's horn at the time of the new moon, at the full moon, on our festival day. And the ISR 2009 says, blow a shofar on the new moon, in the covering for the day of our festival. Again, this word is insinuating the festival day of covering. Don't take my word for it, but instead, please check out your Interlinear Scripture Analyzer, and you can download this for free if you would like at www.scriptureforall.org. And the 4 in there is the number 4, so it's scriptureforall.org. Let's read the entire passage of Psalm 81 to see if it supports our theory that the man on a long journey parable told by Yeshua is code for when he will return, and that being on Yom Kippur, or the day of covering, some year. So we'll read the entire Psalms 81. Shout for joy to Elohim, our strength. Raise a shout to the Elohim of Jacob. Lift up a song and beat the tambourine, the pleasant lyre with the harp. Blow a shofar in the new moon, in the covering, for the day of our festival. For this is a law for Israel, and a right ruling of the Elohim of Jacob. He appointed it in Jehoshaphat for a witness, when he went through the land of Egypt. I heard a language that I did not know. He says, I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were freed from the baskets. You called in distress, and I rescued you. I answered you in the covering of thunder. I proved you at the waters of Meribah, Selah. Hear, O my people, and let me warn you, O Israel, if you would listen to me. Let there be no strange mighty one among you, and do not bow down to a foreign mighty one. I am Yahweh your Elohim, who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide, and I fill it. But my people did not listen to my voice, and Israel would not submit to me. So I gave them over to their own stubborn heart, to walk in their own counsels. Oh, if my people had listened to me, Israel would walk in my ways. I would subdue their enemies at once and turn my hand against their adversaries. Those who hate Yahweh would cringe before him, and their time of punishment be forever. He would feed them with the finest of wheat, and with honey from the rock I would satisfy you. In other words, if his people would be found at the day of covering, when the shofar is blown, listening to, obeying, and walking in the ways of Yahweh with no strange mighty ones among us, when the shofar in the month of the day of covering is blown, he will subdue our enemies and turn his hand against our adversaries, and those who hate Yahweh could cringe before him. He would feed us upon the finest wheat and honey. Sounds like when Yeshua will return from his long journey to gather his people whom he finds obeying him on the day of covering. Baruch haba b'shem Yahweh, blessed is he who comes in the name of Yahweh. O Abba, we pray in the name and authority of our King, Master, and Savior, Yeshua, our Messiah, that we would be found watching and praying for our King's return from his long journey, that we would be found blowing the shofar and telling the world to wake up and repent. Please teach us by your Ruach to understand the times and the seasons that we are living in. We are also praying always, as Yeshua instructed us in Luke 21:36, that we would be found worthy in Yeshua Messiah to escape the things that are about to come upon the earth and to stand before him when he returns. We pray, O Yahweh, that you would heal your people, that we would be ready to go on the journey with Yeshua when he returns, that we would be healed completely, that your people would be found turning to you for healing, found trusting in only you. Help us to come out of the things that we should come out of, as we are told in Revelation 12. Help us to come out of Babylon, Father. Help us all to realize that we are part of your kingdom and to live that way, to live according to your kingdom rules, to live according to your house rules, your Torah. Father, we just pray for help. We need help and guidance of your Ruach. Fill us completely with your Spirit, Father. We can only accomplish the things that you have for us to accomplish through the inner workings of your Spirit, with you writing your Torah upon our hearts. This is our prayer, Father, today. We pray that you would enable us, that we would glorify you and your Son, Yeshua, with everything that we say and do. Thank you for all of our blessings. Thank you for this time that we could spend praying together today and learning together today, Father. Please bless this radio station for providing a platform where we could meet together and we could blow your shofar and sound your warning alarms, Father. Please bless this radio station, meet all of their needs, and I pray for everyone who's listening to be blessed. Thank you. In Yeshua's name we pray. Baruch haba b'shem Yahweh. Blessed is he who comes in the name of Yahweh. Amen. I'm going to take the rest of our time today and pray in agreement with Yahweh's word, praising him and glorifying his name, in agreement with Psalms 89. I sing of the loving commitment of Yahweh forever. With my mouth I make known your trustworthiness to all generations. For I said, loving commitment is built up forever. You establish your trustworthiness in the heavens. You said, I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn to my servant David, I establish your seed forever, and shall build up your throne to all generations, Selah. And the heavens praise your wonders, O Yahweh, your trustworthiness too, in the assembly of the set-apart ones, for who in the heavens is comparable to Yahweh? Who among the sons of the mighty is like Yahweh? El is greatly feared, in the company of the set-apart ones, and awesome above all those around him. O Yahweh, Elohim of hosts, who is mighty like you, O Yah? And your trustworthiness is all around you. You rule the swelling of the sea. When its waves rise, you still them. You have broken Rahab in pieces, as one who is slain. You have scattered your enemies with the arm of your strength. The heavens are yours, the earth also is yours, the world and all that fills it. You have founded them, north and south. You have created them. Tabor and Hermon rejoice in your name. You have a mighty arm, and your hand is strong, your right hand exalted. Righteousness and right ruling are the foundation of your throne. Loving commitment and truth go before your face. Blessed are the people who know the sounding. They walk, O Yahweh, in the light of your face. In your name they rejoice all day long, and they are exalted in your righteousness. For you are the comeliness of their strength, and by your good pleasure our horn is exalted. For Yahweh is our shield, and the set-apart one of Israel is our sovereign. Then you spoke in a vision to your lovingly committed one, and you said, I have given help to one who is mighty. I have exalted one chosen from the people. I have found my servant David. With my set-apart oil I anointed him. With whom my hand is established, my arm also strengthens him. No enemy subjects him to tribute, and no son of wickedness afflicts him. And I shall beat down his adversaries before his face, and plague those who hate him. But my trustworthiness and my loving commitment are with him, and in my name his horn is exalted. And I shall set his hand on the sea, and his right hand on the rivers. He calls out to me, You are my Father, my El, and the rock of my deliverance. I also appoint him firstborn, highest of the kings of the earth. I guard my loving commitment for him forever, and my covenant is steadfast with him. And I shall establish his seed forever, and his throne as the days of the heavens. If his sons forsake my Torah, and do not walk in my right rulings, if they profane my laws, and do not guard my commands, then I shall visit their transgression with the rod, and their crookedness with flogging. But my loving commitment I do not take away from him, nor be false to my trustworthiness. I shall not profane my covenant, neither would I change what has gone out from my lips. Once I have sworn by my set-apartness, I do not lie to David. His seed shall be forever, and his throne as the sun before me. Like the moon, it is established forever, and the witness in the heavens is steadfast, Selah. Yet you have rejected and spurned, you have been wroth with your anointed, you have disowned the covenant of your servant, you have defiled his diadem in the dust, you have broken down all his hedges, you have brought his strongholds to ruin. All who pass by the way plunder him. He is a reproach to his neighbors. You have exalted the right hand of his adversaries, you have made all his enemies rejoice. Moreover, you have turned back the edge of his sword, and have not made him stand in battle. You have brought an end to his splendor. You have hurled his throne to the ground. You have shortened the days of his youth. You have covered him with shame, Selah. How long, O Yahweh, would you be hidden? Would your wrath burn like fire forever? Please remember how short my time is. Why should you have created all the sons of men for nothing? What man would live and not see death? Who rescues his life from the power of Sheol, Selah? Yahweh, where are your former loving commitments, which you swore to David in your trustworthiness? Yahweh, remember the reproach of your servants that I have borne in my bosom. Of all the many peoples with which your enemies have reproached, O Yahweh, with which they have reproached the footsteps of your anointed. Blessed be Yahweh forever. Amen and Amen. Wow, there is a lot in Psalm 89, and I think it is quite clear that Yahweh is not doing away with his covenant with David or with the Jews. We have not replaced them. We need to be grafted into Israel. We do not replace Israel. Yahweh's promises are forever, and he makes that quite clear in Psalm 89. I want to take a closer look at Psalm 89, but we're out of time. Goodbye for now, and Yah willing, I look forward to praying in agreement with Yahweh's word with all of you again next week. We also plan to go over Psalm 89 and look at it a lot more closely to see exactly what Yahweh is saying about King David, the Jews, and Israel. Again, if this is your first time listening in, please download and listen to our preceding programs at www.hiswordheals.com. You can also download other free items from that website as well. Two of our books and a free Healing Scriptures CD can be downloaded there. You can also order hard copies of the books and the CD. Until next week, blessings and shalom to all of you and everyone in your homes.
It is good to give thanks to Yahweh and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving commitment in the morning and your trustworthiness each night, on 10 strings and with harp, to the sounding chords of the lyre. For you have made me rejoice with your work, O Yahweh. I shout for joy at the works of your hands. O Yahweh, how great are your works!